It's the child.
I'm not playing. I'm so sick of hearing you say that. Right.
What's the story behind that?
I don't want to talk about this.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, I'm done.
Why not?
Because it annoys me.
Oh, that's when I know I've really pissed you off.
What?
When you can't even bring yourself to talk about it.
It's really annoying. You ruined it. It was cute and now it's been triggering.
So what happened was, basically, at Bee's preschool, she saw a kid with a Baby Yoda top on, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And was it you that said, oh, you saw Baby Yoda or something? And then Bee turned around and went, it's the child, like in a really sassy tone.
Condescending.
And she's never even seen The Mandalorian or Star Wars or anything like that, but like acted like, mummy, it's the child. And now I just keep repeating it.
I'm so sick of it.
All the time.
I'm so sick of it.
And you just can't handle it. This is what you were like when I first started doing Running Up That Hill. Remember?
yeah, it is.
I can't remember what episode that was, but it was around the time of Stranger Things. Right. No, before. It was before Stranger Things.
What it is the fact that I'm clearly not very neurotypical, am I? And I've got a real thing about repetitiveness. Like, I don't know what it is. It drives me up the wall. So if I have to constantly ask the same question and don't get an answer, if I'm repeating myself, I lose it. If somebody repeats the same phrase over and over again, if there's songs that are really repetitive, like for example, I'm Blue, hate that song, always have done.
What, even the original?
Yes.
I love that as a
kid. I hate
it. Obviously not now.
I hate it. So much dance music as well that's just like repeated little phrases.
Yeah.
Hate it.
So you can't like listen to house music?
No. No. Makes me angry.
House music makes you feel chill.
House music makes me angry. Makes me rage.
You're meant to enjoy
and
the house.
And faithless for some reason.
Faithless?
Mm.
What? Insomnia? And We Come One? You don't like those tracks?
No, I like Insomnia. No, Insomnia's not too bad. But when I was younger, I used to hate that song.
Why?
I don't know. Again, it's just the like... It's like chilled, but like slow, and that aggravates me as well. Things going really slow. Yeah.
Didn't like it?
I don't know, no. But but again, it's very repetitive, isn't it?
Yeah, like the full mix.
And also things going really slow trigger me as well.
Like?
Oh God, just slow anything, you.
Fucking hell, laying into me tonight.
Anything slow, I can't, you know Monsters, Inc.? In the Monsters Inc. University.
I can't remember.
When they're doing the slow walking to try and not disturb the librarian.
Right.
And Sully's behind them going, that's my life.
That's you all the time.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate slowness. Hate it. Like when you're walking up some, like if you're walking somewhere, like say we're walking up Bournemouth, one of the sides up Bournemouth Town Centre, and there's like a old biddy or something that's just fucking in the middle and she's just like,
well, that's not really fair, because, you know...
No, it's fine. It's not her fault she's slow. But fucking get out of the way. Move to the side. Make room. Make way.
Yeah.
It's like, that's...
Can't say I'm with you on that one.
You are so, like, chill and laid back and slow. When we've gone to London and stuff, I hate seeing you in London. I hate it. I hate it. You're
Why?
Better now, but I remember the first times that I went to London with you, you were just like... Like, you just stroll, go, catching a tube, for example. You just stroll on down. You stand there, you have a
little
look
at the map.
Well, yeah,
there's like one every 2 minutes in most
Everyone
cases.
Everyone else is running around like, I'm trying to get to their place of work. And you're just like, do I need the left side? Or the right side? Am I going eastbound?
Well, can I just throw back a little bit to the time that we all went to London with your family?
Oh, fucking hell.
And for some reason, even though there's... I think we're going to the Natural History Museum or something, and all of us were trying to work out what tube to get on, and then your mum just randomly went, quick, everyone, on this one, and started like pushing us into the tube train.
As if it was going to be gone forever.
Yeah, and like shoving us into it, and as soon as we got on, we were like, this isn't the right one. And like, oh, that, yeah, I remember, because like we spent so much on fucking tubes, because... We were just like going randomly jumping onto them.
Yeah, but that's because my parents wouldn't listen to me when I was like, look, I'm using City Mapper. I can literally tell you which tube we just have to get on.
I just felt
they
like
that. Not, they would not have it.
That whole weekend was just being pushed
they
onto
tubes.
They
would not have it, would they?
It was like, oh shit, now we're in a different zone that we got to pay for.
They wouldn't have it, would they?
Yeah.
They just would not have it. I think at one point, didn't me and you go, right, we'll use City Mapper and we'll meet you there.
Yeah. Like a lot, I think.
It's just so ridiculous.
Or I was like, let's just walk. And everyone was like, no, we can't walk. Can't possibly walk a mile, half a mile.
I've been using the tube since before you were born. I was like, well, you're fucking shitting it.
Throwing shade.
Okay, we really need to start now.
Hello and welcome to Weird Parents, the podcast where we're talking about how weird it is being a parent. Why are you laughing? Oh no, Sammy's lost it. She's fucking lost it.
I'm laughing.
The plot is on because the floor. You were so, we She's were having, lost the plot.
We were having a full-on like rant, and then suddenly you're just like, "Hello,
hello, and welcome to Weird Parents." Okay. I'm joined.
Why did you sound like what's his name from Fairly Odd Parents?
Here's where I put my podcast. If I had one,
Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh no, I was doing the dad.
Oh
yeah.
Well, I was talking about the teacher,
Mr. Crocker. Is it?
Yeah, that's what you sounded like.
Ah, oh, well, there we go.
Fairly Weird Parents. Why are you laughing at my twitching?
Yeah. Visual gag.
Yeah, you have to do it. Ooh.
What?
Visual gag.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term before.
Well, I've said that loads on the podcast. Yeah.
Making me think of a gag.
What, like a ball gag?
Like a ball gag.
No, yeah. like a joke.
Start the fuck again. Come on.
I'm not starting again. This is it. No. This is on paper now.
Hello and welcome to Weird Parents.
They know the intro. They've heard the intro. What are we talking about today, Sally? I say this quite a lot, but this is the worst episode we've ever done.
I'm not doing this. We're starting again.
We've done it.
We're starting again.
Everyone knows the intro. They know your name's Sammy. They know that I'm Coop. And that is weird being a parent, and we're here to talk about it.
Okay.
Are you all right?
No. I'm so tired.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about today... I've forgotten.
You forgot. We literally spoke about it a minute ago. We're going to do five things that are kicking our ass at the moment.
Yeah. IBS.
Is that your first one? That's a real parenting struggle right there, isn't
IBS,
it?
IBS.
Because you didn't really have it when you were pregnant, did you?
No, so both times I've been pregnant, it's just like disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had one flare up with... Oh, fuck, what do we call her?
Shrimply. Oh my God, you forgot your own child's name.
Yes, I forget that we've christened her Shrimply.
We haven't christened anyone.
No, we don't do that. We don't enter churches, unfortunately.
No.
Burst into flames. I'm just fucking up tonight. I can't even
The mic's not even by your mouth.
But I would like to start again, please, because I'm clearly not in the zone and I forgot my own baby's name. I'm really tired.
Is this just one outtake? Yeah. You can't just use it all as one outtake.
Please.
No. This is the episode.
No.
You're in it now.
No, I'm not.
We don't have time to
re-record. I want to do it again.
What, you shat yourself? Oh, my God. All right. Just imagine like a... cut.
Hello, and welcome to Weird Parents, a podcast where we talk about how weird it is being a parent.
It sure is, Sammy.
It's really fucking weird.
You can't get through it.
Hi. So,
hi.
Basically, we've been trying to record the opening of this episode for the past 10 minutes and we can't stop laughing. Right. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. I'm Sammy. That's Coop. We're going to talk today about...
What's the show called?
I'm not doing it. Fairly Weird Parents. That's what it is.
We've done that joke before, that gag.
Oh, probably. Never mind. I like to reuse. Recycle and reuse.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Possibilities are endless.
I can't fucking do it.
See? It's catching. It's catching. Anyway, today...
Best not be catching. Yeah, go on.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Look, I'm trying really hard here. All right. Trying to be serious. Right. Hello and welcome to Weird Parents, a podcast where we talk about how weird it is being a parent. My name is Sammy and I'm joined by my husband, Coop.
Your voice just got higher and higher. You just couldn't do it.
I'm just not looking at you.
Okay. Hey, Sammy.
Hi, Coop. Want to go for a ride?
Okay, that's only like the fourth time you've tried the intro.
Yeah, it's fine. We have been
trying. Was that good enough then?
That was good enough. Yeah, that'll do. It's still crap and it'll do. We're just in a silly mood, clearly.
Very silly mood. Should we do one more for good luck?
One more what?
Try.
Okay, go on then.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Weird Parents, the podcast where we talk about how weird it is being a parent. My name is Coop and I'm joined by my very titillating wife, Sammy, also known as Pop Punk Pets and Parenthood on... the old Instagram.
Titillating.
How you doing, Sammy?
Oh, mate, I'm not coping.
That was probably the fifth
or
sixth time we tried to do the intro, but we just got the giggles.
We've got the giggles. We're having a funny time. Yeah. How are you guys? Are you all right?
Who the fuck are you talking to? The pod listeners.
To the listeners, yeah.
All right, just wait for them to respond.
Okay, give them a minute.
Sweet. Yeah,
cool.
Pretty shit.
But yes, we are having a bit of an evening.
Bit of a meltdown.
I warned you I was tired. And I always shit get crazy when I'm tired. Okay. But yes.
Today, what are we talking about?
Today we're going to be talking about five things that are currently kicking our asses.
The first one is obviously this pod episode.
Yeah.
No. Go on. What's your number five? Like, what's your top thing that's kicking? No, wait. We'll go bottom up. No pun intended. Talking
like
about IBS.
Like a duck. Oh, you say IBS. You have to make it crude. I'm making it cute. Like a duck. Or goose. Is it a goose? In Aristocats, they go bottoms up. And they...
I'm
pretty sure
it.
It's a goose.
I haven't seen it.
And now all I've got in my head is... Bum, 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 bum. It's the little tune when the geese are walking.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God. You are such an uncultured swine when it comes to Disney.
Is that the elephant walk?
It sounds like the elephant walk, but I don't think it is the elephant
walk.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, it's going to really annoy me now how it goes. But it basically sounds like the elephant walk. So, bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, bottoms up.
Sweet.
So... Number one in that case.
Well, number five.
Number five.
We'll go bottom up.
What's your number five?
Thing that's kicking my ass lately. We're just getting over illness, aren't we, in the house?
Yeah.
Everyone's had...
this weird cold sinusy thing.
Some kind of bug where I had it so bad. I had like the sinusitis side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Where I felt sick and dizzy.
Yeah.
And had the fever. Like all the COVID symptoms, basically, apart from sore throat.
You
didn't
had
have that.
Extreme man flu.
Yeah. And yeah. And then you got it.
I got it, but...
Bee's had it.
Yeah, Bee didn't have it for very long, and Shrimps has been a bit snotty. She's sort of been on par with me.
But she's so happy anyway, isn't she?
She's always happy. Bit of boo milk, she's well on her way. She's just happy to be here. She's happy to be along for the ride.
Yeah.
That baby is. But yeah, so yeah, okay. Yeah,
your illness has kicked
illness.
My ass.
I think
what's
my,
your number five?
My number five is, I think it's just lack of sleep for me. I've had a bit
That's
of
fair
a,
enough.
I've had a bit of a week of like not really having much sleep.
Yeah,
and it hasn't necessarily been because of baby. It's just been just had a lack of sleep.
Yeah, even the baby's like, you know, she's
waking
up,
but like
she's
I can't
up.
Be angry because she just feeds and then I put her down and off she pops back to sleep.
Sometimes has a nappy change.
Sometimes has a nappy change. Sometimes she doesn't. She just falls asleep.
It's like the polar opposite situation we were in with B, where it, you know, regularly.
Constant waking
up. 3
to
4 hours.
Yeah.
Or shorter.
Yeah.
She was up and needed feeding and a nappy change.
Madam only wakes if she wakes once in the night. And yeah. Or the what's throwing me is she's going for a stage of waking up but not wanting anything.
Not crying.
And it's very strange. So I will instinctively wake up when she wakes up, mainly because I can hear her wiggling about. And I look over and she's just quite happy. She's just laying there. Might give me a smile. And I'm like, do you want any boob? And sometimes she won't even like look to root or anything. She'll just be like, smiling at me. I'm like, okay. So what's throwing me is the fact that I'm laying there looking at her. And then I must obviously drift off because she's safe and next to me and everything. But then I'm waking up, like shooting awake, like 20 minutes later, looking around in the bed thinking I've dropped the baby. I must have got her up because I'd woken up. And I look over and she's just taken herself off back to sleep without even a peep. So it's throwing me because I'm waking up expecting to have a baby that I need, that needs feeding and changing and, you know, is crying. And she's just laying there having a great time.
Loving it.
Loving it.
Loving being awake.
She just lays there, like smiling to herself.
Yeah.
It's very cute. But I'm also like...
concerning.
What do you want? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, with B, it was... oh, as soon as she was awake, she was screaming.
Even now, she will wake up and she's up, comes tottering in... give me my breakfast, bitch. That's literally what she's like. Which probably leads us on to our next thing that's kicking our ass. Or are you thinking that's more number one?
No, let's do it now. Let's do it now. Yeah, I'll do this one.
B. B's kicking our ass.
B in general is kicking our ass. Ugh. Our almost 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She, I don't know. She's such a lovely little girl, isn't she?
She's
so kind and caring.
Yeah.
And funny.
She's funny.
But she is the ultimate cheek, isn't she?
She's
the cheekiest, sassiest thing. And what's been kicking our ass lately is...
call it what it is. It's a tantrum. Tantrums.
You can call it a tantrum, but like the instant switch where she just like turns off her ears is just like...
she has no fuse whatsoever. Yeah. She goes from 0 to 100. And she has done since a baby.
Yeah.
But for example, it'll be something as simple. She'll go, can I have a treat? And we'll be like, no, darling, we're not going to have a treat right now. Or, you know, we've had a treat today, we don't need a treat, we don't have to have a treat every day, anything like that. It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
End of the world. There are tears, there's foot stamping.
Inconsolable.
Or we've got to leave the park now. And we've done everything, you know, 5-minute warning.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, there goes the timer.
Sometimes
time
we have a timer on our phone, which works really well most of the time.
But she's still pushing it.
Yeah.
And she's just in a real pushing mood and the temper that's coming out of her. And the problem is when she reaches that climax of that temper, there's no point talking to her because she can't hear you. And that's when it gets like physical, isn't it? She gets cross. So yeah, we've had a bit of a couple of weeks of it now, hasn't it?
Yeah. Did we talk about the coffee table incident? Yeah.
I can't remember.
But yeah, she tipped the coffee table over, didn't she?
Yeah. She in a rage. She yeeted it like the scene in The Grinch. When he picks up the Christmas tree and he's like, I hate Christmas.
And what was it even over? It. Was it just come eat dinner?
Come sit down for dinner.
Yeah, and she just pushed the whole coffee table over.
She just couldn't cope with the idea.
Coffee on it.
Yeah, she just couldn't cope with the idea of coming to sit down to have dinner. Could she?
It was like a proper table flip. I couldn't actually contain it. I just started laughing straight away.
I was not happy. And she knew I wasn't happy because she came and said sorry afterwards, didn't she?
She was just looking at us going...
it's like having a Hulk. It's like having Hulk in the house, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like every little
baby
thing.
Baby Hulk.
So yeah, she's kicking our ass. Hopefully we can come back in another couple of next month and be like, she's lovely again.
Oh, we had a really lovely period, didn't we, where couldn't really fault her at all. She was just lovely.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a development or something going on.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
Something is going on in her little brain that is causing rage at the minute. And a lot of it. It's like a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way of describing it.
Like a moody teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of, it's not fair.
It's not fair. That's not fair.
Yeah.
I'm in charge.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of that. I'm in charge. I should be able to do whatever I want. That's not how it rolls, child, unfortunately.
The sass.
Yeah. The sass is strong in that one.
What's kicking your ass?
A cat.
The cat's she's kicking your ass.
She's kicking my ass this week. She's had a real bug up hers, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Our
little black cat, Luna.
Just out of nowhere has decided to start like laying into everybody in the house.
Yeah. Dog. Children.
Well, she's batted B a couple of times and it has been unprovoked.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. We'll just like swipe. No claws, luckily. Claws were me, but doesn't use claws on the kids.
So she goes in for the kill with you, doesn't she?
Fucking evil. I've got marks at the backs of my legs where she's just been biting me. I'll just walk past the cupboard and she'll just shoot out of the cupboard and just chomp on my leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's really, the dog as well, like she's purposely winding the dog up. To the point that the dog is like, oh my God, I need to eat my dinner now because the cat's going to eat it if I don't eat it. Life is terrifying.
She is evil incarnate, isn't she?
Yeah. She's really on one recently. So yeah, she's been kicking my ass too. I don't know why. I don't know if it's... I can't even say that anything's really changed.
Full moon? I don't know.
I don't know. She's fine in herself. Eating.
Yeah.
Crapping.
Eating too much.
Yeah, she's
eating. She started waking me up again at like 5:30.
Yeah, she's eating.
She hasn't done that for years. One that's probably kicking my ass.
Yeah.
Not kicking your ass so much, maybe, but like not being able to exercise.
Yeah, like, definitely kicking your ass, mate, not mine.
Well, you're doing boogie bounce once a week, aren't you?
I am doing boogie bounce, yeah.
Because you haven't been very active since kids.
No.
Since actually we got married.
Yeah, literally we got married and I was like,
you were like,
fuck that gym membership.
Yeah, we used to go to the gym like... together.
Yeah, we did. Multiple times a week. A
couple times a week.
Yeah.
Up until we got married, as soon as you got married.
I
mean, you
like,
kept the gym membership for like a year.
I did, yeah. I was like, nope.
You didn't go.
Nope.
I don't think you've actually been since we've been married.
Nope.
And we got married in 2017.
Yep.
But you started doing boogie bounce.
I started doing boogie bounce.
Yeah.
And I did yoga as well.
Yeah, you did yoga, yeah.
Before shrimps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my boogie bounce and I'm yet to fall off the trampoline, so... There's been a few times where I think I'm going to fall off the trampoline.
For those that don't know, boogie bounce is like a trampoline workout, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Like a mini trampoline.
It's really fun. It's also really quite living life on the edge if you've just had a baby. Because you think you're going to piss yourself all the time. Yeah, but it's good. I'm better at it. I'm like getting the hang of it. I've done it twice now. The first time I did have to have a little wee-wee break.
A wee-wee break.
And it also hadn't helped that I was dumb and ate my dinner before I did it.
Yeah, a full pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, it wasn't good. That kept coming
that
up.
That was dicey.
Into my esophagus and back down. Into my esophagus and back down. I had heartburn galore as well.
It was like half an hour before you had to go. You're like, oh, I'm just going to eat this pizza.
Breastfeeding mum problems. Hungry all time.
But that's like your little Wednesday outing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do the kids' bedtime.
I need it.
But I'm finding it really hard to get out at the moment. Because I'm a runner.
Uh-huh.
And
I run.
We've moved to a new area where there's not really a gym nearby, so
yeah.
I'm just not getting out.
No, which is why we're going to try and get you to sign up to do what?
Canny Cross.
Hopefully. Because you've done a couple of runs with the dog, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you seem to think she really likes it.
Oh, she loves it.
So he's going to try and see if a local group will take him and our Asbo dog.
She's so quick, though. She just wants to leg it.
Yeah.
Absolutely leg it.
Well, she gets into a rhythm with you after a while, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the beginning, is she like, sprint?
She just goes.
Yeah,
she just goes.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kicking my ass at the moment.
Yeah, but this is it. You've got to chat to them, haven't you? Because Wynn can be not always reactive, but dog selective.
She's selective.
She is selective with who she wants to interact with, be it people or dogs. And some living creatures, she's just like, go away.
Yeah.
Where others, she's like, oh my God, you want to be my best friend?
So, if you're a Springer Spaniel.
Oh, if you're a Springer Spaniel, she'll be your best mate forever.
If there's any Springer Spaniels listening to this podcast.
Yeah. They're listening like, oh my God.
Friend.
Yeah. Well, breastfeeding's kicking our asses in. It's making me eat us out of house and home.
Yeah. Food ain't cheap.
No, I know. I can't stop eating.
I know. You're like...
Like, even now, I'm a little bit peckish. I could have a little snack.
Yeah, and we just eaten.
I just had dinner.
Just had a curry.
Yeah. but I'd quite happily make myself a massive bowl of porridge.
Yeah.
And I'm hungry and thirsty all the time.
And she's a little snacky elf, isn't
she?
She's
such a snacky elf. Well, we say snacky elf. I went out today with B, didn't I, for a few hours just to have some time with us, just me and her. And my mum watched Shrimps for a couple of hours and I left her with how many ounces of breast milk?
Like seven to eight.
7 ounces of breast milk. And I was out for a couple of hours. Came back. She'd had all of that and then still wanted me. Had both of my boobs that were quite full because I'm used to feeding her every sort of like hour unless she's asleep. And she just, honestly, you should have seen her. She was just laying on the sofa with her belly so round and was just like, oh yeah, I am content. Just laying there, sucking on her bub, like. And
now look at you. You're a husk.
Now I'm a husk. Now I'm, my brain feels fried. I'm crispy as, and I'm really hungry.
Every morning, you just wake up and you're like, what?
I am.
Like the alien in Men in Black is like, sugar.
Yeah, water.
Water.
Totally, I am.
That's you every like 45 minutes.
Crispy. I'm very crispy. It doesn't matter how much I drink either. I'm feeling like I'm just not...
Not quenching.
I'm not putting it back in. Not putting it back in at all.
But you love it, don't you?
I do love it.
You do love it.
I do. It brings me such joy.
You're actually going to start doing breastfeeding support. Well, you've kind of started it, haven't you?
Well, I've started volunteering for a group and I'm hopefully going to train to be a peer supporter. I've paid for my course. Just got to do it now. Alongside going back to work, which will be fun.
Yeah, part-time booby lady.
Part-time booby lady. But yeah, it will be good. I just think there's not enough support out there for people. So I'd like to help, if possible, as I have breastfed. Two babies now.
You've what, sorry?
Breastfed. Two babies.
What's that a reference to?
Breastfed.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. Just felt like saying like that. Go on, do my impression of it.
Breastfed.
There you go, breastfed. I have breastfed two babies. I've booby-fed two babies. And they have thrived. Yeah. I mean, Shrimps is definitely thriving. She's massive.
She's growing, yeah. She's a growing girl.
Yeah.
She's happy.
She's a very, very happy chunk, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like a little Phil Mitchell. She's very cute. Bold as anything. Isn't she?
Yeah.
So bold. B had hair by this point.
Yeah, it was like long hair.
B had like little curls coming.
Yeah.
Where Shrimps is...
It's like her head's growing too fast
for the hair to keep up. Yeah.
The hair can't keep up with the head.
She's definitely... Her head shape is definitely mine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Poor thing. Poor, poor thing. And it is...
She's got a bit of a bald patch and a flat side, isn't she?
Yeah, she's got a bit of a bishop's hair going on at the minute and it's only on one side as well. So she's just got this little tiny tuff on like, say, is it the left side of her head? And like, that's it. That is it. And also where she lays, if you rub your hand across it, where she lays down so much, you can actually, it feels short where she's obviously rubbing it off.
Oh. Poor Shrimps.
Poor Shrimps.
Poor bold little Shrimps.
Smiley bold Shrimps.
What's the top thing kicking our ass then? Out of everything going on at the moment, what is fully kicking our ass?
The laundry. It's never ending.
It is bad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's never... I know that's a shit... That is like the ultimate anti-climax.
Well, just housework in general.
Housework in general, yeah.
That is the top thing, kicking ass.
It kicks my ass every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I don't know how we don't keep on top of the washing, because the washing machine is always fucking on. We've got a tumble dryer now as well, which we try not to use too much.
I think that's why it's always on. I don't think we're actually letting them get full, because both me and you at the same point are like, oh, I could get this up together. And we try and do it, and then we don't get it done, or we don't put the clean laundry away, and it's like it's out of sync, mate. It's out of sync. I think we actually need to let the washing bin
fill up. Yeah, but our washing bin fills up,
and also
beyond.
It is hard because everything I wear and everything Shrimps wears gets covered.
That's true.
In
I think
puke.
That's the big thing. It's you and the baby.
Yeah,
because like every day something's covered in boob milk.
Uh-huh.
and her clothes are dribbled on and need changing.
Yeah.
Or like today, I did her wash, which is like 3 days worth or something. Mm-hmm. Like every bib she owns was in that wash.
Yeah, it will be because she's constantly dribbling.
Just dribbling
at the minute.
On everything.
Yeah. And it's not even, I don't even think the nappies, I don't think we're doing more nappies than we did before. I think it's the clothes at the minute.
The nappies, we have to do them once every 2 to 3 days, don't we?
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's like two hampers full.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the nappies are all right. Get through those.
Yeah, they're fine. But it's the clothes.
It's the clothes.
Yeah.
What are the houseworks kicking your ass? What's the biggest ailment?
The biggest ailment is just tidying up after everyone.
Just keeping on top of the tidying.
Just the tidying. It's not the cleaning frustrates me as well because I don't ever get time to like thoroughly clean anything. I'll do my generic dusting and wiping down when I can. But, like, I want a deep clean.
There's just constant piles of mess everywhere.
That's what does my nut in, is it's just the mess and, like, the lack of tidying up as we go. We're all bad at it. But there's certain... I have a real thing about I need to be able to wipe the sides down in the kitchen. And that is a real big bugbear of mine, is that, like, I can't... I'll come down in the morning and you'll have done Bee's breakfast. And I'm just like... There's smoothie on the side, there's crumbs, there's a bowl. Like, it's such a mess. And you're like, I'm off to work now, bye.
But I do her breakfast and get it all sorted for her.
You feed her.
Feed her.
Yeah, but getting it all sorted includes tidying it up. What's your bugbear of the housework? Come on, your turn to slag me off.
No, you're great. You're
that's
really
it.
Good.
Make me feel like a shitter.
No, well, yeah. What? I don't know.
I bet I know what it is.
What?
The hair in the drain.
Hair in the drain's gross, but you can't really help that. You're breastfeeding.
And my hair is falling out.
It's falling
everywhere.
Out left, right, and centre. Yeah, the hair is killing me.
I'm surprised the dog and the cat haven't had hairy poos, to be honest.
And they don't eat it, do they?
Oh, it just gets everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, with me, I think it's just the constantness of it. It's like we could spend all day tidying.
We could.
And cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And do the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
But it only takes like 2 hours.
Yeah, and it's a mess again.
And it's fucked again.
It does not ease up, does it? Ever. Doesn't ease up.
It never eases.
It never ends.
Well, those are the things that are kicking our ass. What's like one positive? One thing? Maybe one thing.
What? Doing what to our asses?
Licking our ass. One thing that's eating your ass.
Oh,
what's the one thing?
Filthy individual. No.
That sounds like a really good band name.
You filthy individual. That'd be a great band name, wouldn't it? Kissing would be so
What's
much
What's the
nicer.
One thing kissing your ass?
Kissing, thank you. Shrimps.
Oh, shrimps.
She just makes life.
Our kids in general.
Yeah. The girls are very sweet.
That's a really cheesy answer, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
They are rays of sunshine.
When Bee isn't losing a rag, she's ever so cute. Yeah, even if she did make me spend a fortune today.
Oh, no. She did proper spoilies today.
She had a proper spoilies day, yeah.
So your first, like, mummy-daughter day
since Shrimps has been born? And we ended up in the place that you hate with a passion.
And yeah, I don't believe in child labour.
You've never taken her. You refuse. Build-a-bear. And she's only been once before in her life and she was a bit younger, and again I took her and came out with this flipping Elsa bear that with a dress and that sings and cost me a stupid amount of money. And this time she'd been going on about Build-a-bear for when did it start?
Halloween.
It started because they bought out Nightmare Before Christmas themed Build-a-bears. And she obviously loves Nightmare Before Christmas. And she really wanted the Sally Bear, didn't she? And kept saying she really wanted it. But when I looked it up, it was saying that it wasn't available in stores. It was only available online. They weren't doing it in stores in the UK. And I was like, oh, it was around the time, because obviously Shrimps was born the end of September. She was due the beginning of October, wasn't she? And we sort of said to her, oh, okay, well, we'll have to see what the baby gets you. And our plan originally was to get
it. Yeah, baby was going to get her a little gift.
Baby was going to get her a little gift. But we just never really got round to it, did we?
No. And it was expensive.
So expensive. So, because if you ordered it online, it came with, like, a dress, shoes, and if you squeezed her hand, she sang Sally's song. So it was like, what was it? It worked out at like 49 quid, didn't it?
Something like that.
It was crazy. For a bear. So yeah, we were just like, oh yeah, maybe for the baby we'll get it for you, blah, blah, blah. And hoping that she'd forget about it. But she has literally been going on nonstop about going to Build-A-Bear. So my sister's due home from Australia. So we were like, fine, when Auntie Georgia comes back, she can take you to Build-A-Bear. So we're in Bournemouth and I'm trying to walk past Build-A-Bear. And I did say to her, right, we can pick one more shop to have a look in. Because the reason we went was to go and get some Lush bath bombs. But so we got them. And I said, right, can pick one more shop to look in. We're walking and then suddenly, you know, when you're like focusing on yourself, walking forward, suddenly I get this like pull behind me that she's put the brakes on. And she's like, I want to look in Build-A-Bear. And I said, right,
she recognized it.
And I said, look, so you can look, but we're not going to get a bear today because we'll wait until Auntie Georgia. She said, okay. I said, you can maybe get an idea of which bear you'd like Auntie Georgia to build you. Yeah, okay. She walks in. And I thought the first thing she was going to see was this weird unicorn thing. She was, oh, yeah. And then there was a Pikachu bear. And she was like,
oh, yeah, she told me about Pikachu.
She saw Pikachu. And then suddenly we look up and you can see Jack and Oogie Boogie, two bears. And I'm like, oh, God, they've got them in the store. Still in March. And she saw them and went really like, oh, and sort of tottered over. And I was like, oh, I can only see Jack and Oogie Boogie. And she leaned over and she was like, Sally. I was like, oh crap.
Fuck.
And she just, I know when she really wants something. So she's a typical toddler, isn't she? That she'll walk around the shop and she'll be like, oh, can we buy this? I buy something. Da, 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 da.
But then she'll lose interest.
But then she loses interest in it like straight away. If it's something that she's like, oh my God, I would love that. You just know because she goes really quiet.
Yeah.
And she just won't move, will she? And she just sort of looks at you, up at you, like, and tries not to get eye contact. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And I was like,
very coy.
I was like, yeah, coy, that's it. And I was like, yes, it's Sally. And she's like, yeah. And I said, do you want to tell me something? She's like, I whisper. So I bent down and I said, what is it, darling? And she was muttering. I was like, you talk a bit louder. And she went, I really like Sally Bear. And I was like, oh, crap. Fuck it. We did say we would try and get it for her, didn't we?
Yeah.
So I ended up getting a Sally from Night Before Christmas Build-A-Bear today. But I thought we could get away with just getting the Nakey Bear, but she was talking like she wanted the dress, and I was thinking, oh, well, I can't see the dress. And I was like, I don't think they've got the dress, darling, thinking, oh, maybe if it doesn't have the dress, she'll lose interest. And then the freaking woman that worked there was like, oh, yeah, the Sally dress is just behind the Wonder Woman dress. And I was like,
Thanks,
babe, thanks. I mean, I held my ground. If this woman had had her way, this bear would have fucking smelt like raspberries, would have had a beating heart, would have had played music, singing the song. But no, we got a dress and a bear, and that was all we needed. And it was still a fortune. So, yeah, she had a big spoilies.
Well done, mummy.
But it was quite funny because she's been playing with her two Build-A-Bears. So as I say, one of them is an Elsa bear and the other one is a Sally bear. And I took a photo of it and sent it to my friend and said, when your two personalities hang out.
Yeah, half dead ragdoll, yeah. Zombie and ice princess.
Ice princess. That sums me up, I think.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
That's the story of my life.
In summary, there's lots of things kicking our ass at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that keeps us going and keeps us alive
is the Sprogs.
It's the Childs. Oh, Sammy is literally walking away. She's done. Thank you so much for listening today. God, she's slamming her head on the worktop. Thank you so much for listening today, guys.
I'm deadly serious. Look at how serious I am in my face. If I hear you say that one more time, you will not make it to your vasectomy. Do you understand? I will do it.
Shit, that's going to be our next episode.
Yeah, I will do it. I've watched enough YouTube videos. I can do it.
Gotcha.
So that's it. You definitely won't have to worry about
that. Was
any
a good joke,
child.
Then, wasn't it? That was a good joke.
No.
Brought it all back.
I fucking hate that.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys.
Thanks, guys.
For listening to whatever the fuck we've just recorded.
I'm really worried as to what bits you're going to leave in.
I'm not looking forward to editing this one.
It's going to be hell.
And then the baby monitor goes off.
The baby monitor goes off. So that's my cue.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.